A 720-acre wilderness encompassing I-49 Bobby Hopper Tunnel was recently privately purchased for placement under a perpetual conservation easement with Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich explored the preserve by mule to bring us this story.
The mule is a brand new red four-wheeler driven by Marcin Nance, Director of Land Protection and Stewardship with Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Our first stop's a plateau overlooking I-49, filled with traffic this morning, rushing north from the Bobby Hopper Tunnel.
Tina Moore and Paul Green, who have been supporters of the Land Trust for a little while, and they're the ones who have recently purchased the property and allowed us to put the conservation easement on it.
Referred to as the scenic gateway into Northwest Arkansas, the parcel, which cost a bit over $1 million, is now permanently protected under a conservation easement,
which places certain restrictions on the property to protect its conservation values. And so basically, in its simplest form, it's preventing the subdivision and development of a property. We can also place restrictions on it to protect water quality and very specific wildlife habitat.
The conserved property, which embraces the interstate tunnel, has withstood the threat of development since the tunnel was constructed in the late 90s at a cost of $458 million. The 1,600-foot-long double-bore passage was carved through an 1,800-foot-tall mountain.
The tunnel is down here below us. Fayetteville's way over there. And what you're looking at is the view shed. It's what most people think of as home when they cross under that tunnel and they see all of this mountainous terrain. It's largely unspoiled. It has been logged and it has been developed in some areas. But for the most part, it's pretty much an intact wilderness.
The parcel's topography is comprised of high peaks, rolling hills, steep valleys, and bluff outcroppings.
I mean, the property on the east side of the highway actually has a historic name of Rotten Bluff Hollow, which is what the landowners decided to name the entire property.
Nance descends 1,400 feet down a steep trace to a wildlife corridor.
So right now we're heading under I-49, under this big overpass right here. And what's really interesting about this is there's only about half a dozen places or so on I-49 where wildlife can actually cross safely underneath the highway. And as we go down here, you'll be able to see that, after the construction of the interstate, it's a little degraded. There's a lot of cedars and stuff through here, so it's not the most optimal habitat, but what it's doing is it's providing about 1,000 feet of free and open space for wildlife to cross underneath the highway.
The corridor connects wildlife to the Ozark National Forest to the east and to Devil's Den State Park to the west.
There's black bear here, there's a lot of deer, we've got foxes and bobcats and a lot of the usual suspects that we get on a lot of these properties. There have been wild boar spotted here, so that's something that the landowners will have to, keep an eye on.
Feral swine are declared an invasive species, but another species of deep conservation concern are bats, which Nance has been monitoring with help from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service here. Nance drives through the 1,000-foot wildlife corridor beneath the interstate's massive concrete support columns toward the eastern part of the preserve. We cross Blackburn Creek, a tributary to Lee Creek, which runs east-west through the property. Lee Creek watershed's a key drinking water supply.
So now we're on the 240 acres on the east side of the property. So it's roughly bisected by the interstate.
We next ascend the rough trail through a wetland.
Cattails?
Yeah, so you can see some areas underneath the bridge that stay pretty much constantly wet. And so, yeah, we do get some cattails and some different sedges and lots of, like, wetland kind of species, which is pretty interesting. There's a really old cabin up here somewhere, and I cannot for the life of me remember where it is.
As if on cue, the derelict cabin suddenly appears down a hill deep in the forest.
Should we go inside?
Yeah, let's take a look. I've heard there's rattlesnakes in here, but we'll find that one.
I think they're sleeping now.
They should be.
The log-framed cabin was likely a hunting lodge, Nance says.
As conservationists and ecologists in particular, we spend a lot of time focused on habitat and wildlife, as we should be, but I think it's super important, and the longer I'm here in the Ozarks, the more I start to learn, too, that you know, these places where people have been are really special and important culturally. You know, ever since the Native Americans and the First Nations that were originally here up through today.
Rotten Bluff Hollow is not open to the public.
It's private property still. There have been discussions at some point in the future to offer some really guided excursions out here because it is so special, but that would be up to the landowners to decide if and when they would like for that to happen.
Last stop is a waterfall in Upper Blackburn Creek named after Sylvanus Blackburn, who built War Eagle Mill in Benton County back in 1832. Nance says the effort to perpetually conserve this land has been a long time coming.
When you come through that tunnel and you see that expansive wilderness, you know you're home. And so we're protecting the land for ecological value and for scenic value and for cultural value. But in a grander sense, we're protecting it because it's our home. It's what makes us different than every other spot on Earth. And protecting these landscapes within Northwest Arkansas, it's critical to maintaining our identity as a people and as a region in the United States.
All told, the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, a member of the National Land Trust Alliance, has conserved 3,900 acres on the Ozarks for future generations, now including Rotten Bluff Hollow. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And we have a slideshow of Rotten Bluff Hollow, which you can find at ozarksatlarge.com. And don't forget, you can listen to Ozarks at Large on your schedule. We are available as an absolutely free podcast through services like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. You can learn more about that at KUAF.com.